behind the grin, had a weapon known as sin, and he called himself the semi-Greek predictor. He would always try in vain to logically explain why Noah saved the boa constrictor. Now Noah seems to think, as they slowly near the brink of embarking in an oversized outrigger, that for law and order's sake, we must preserve some snakes. It's 1,000 years before we'll have the trigger. He's the semi-Greek predictor, self-appointed, self-ordained, and he views the world with vision and with tact. He ponders human fate and then profoundly states that infinity will take up all the slack. The crowd began to beef, and they stated disbelief, and finally policemen intervened. While poultry, meat and bread rained down on the predictor's head, and they took him to the laundry to be cleaned. And somewhere in the scrubbing, in the washing and the rubbing, there came a sudden eclipse of the sun. And the ground below us rumbled, and above a giant grumbled, blocking out the heavens with his gun. He's the semi-Greek predictor, self-appointed, self-ordained, and he views the world with vision and with tact. He ponders human fate, and then profoundly states that infinity will take up all the slack. Spoke to the giant and smiled, said, "Don't be a slave to deeds that others think." So the giant threw down his gun and joined in all the fun, stood watching as the great predictor shrinked. Now in the lost and found, you can hear the lonesome sound of the trigger with its stubborn empty clicking. And no one will console the predictor in his hole, or swallow any dirt that he is kicking. He's the semi-Greek predictor, self-appointed, self-ordained, and he views the world with vision and with tact. He ponders human fate, and then profoundly states that infinity will take up all. Just death, dictate.